Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
7:14 now, a 60% chance for showers today, then around 30 to 40% for the weekend. Good thing is the temperature has been kept into the 80s because of the rain. They expect that to happen today, then back into the 90s for tomorrow. Dave Cohen, our news director, joins us now, and I want to spend some time on this because Lord knows we talked a lot about and played the 911 call that was, obtained by the Lens, and then we played it about the person that called 911 and said that a rape was in progress about a block away, that two police officers had passed the thing and not stopped where the incident was going on, and that she was talking to an officer. And I don't know if she ever said NOPD in the call.
She did not.
She said officer, and we thought NOPD officer. At least it was a lot of people thought that. Sean Ferguson had a press conference yesterday, and again, I'm all about, and as we are here at WWL, setting the record straight. I don't want to sway opinion. I want to just let people know what's going on. So along those lines, talk to us, Dave, about what Sean Ferguson had to say and about this person's superiors, et cetera.
Well, I think what the most important detail of this story is, and I think a lot of the media have kind of missed the most important fact as the headline of this, is that a deputy police officer is now suspended without pay after it was determined he was the cop that failed to respond to this woman's pleadings go stop a rape in progress on Royal Street.
When you say police officer, automatically people think NOPD, but because of the fractured offices that we have down here in terms of just so many police departments, and I don't know if it's because of political patronage and people having to have badges, I don't know if it's about fiefdoms and budgets and all of that stuff, but it is kind of hard to tell who's who down here, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
I've lived here all my life.
Yeah, from Port Police to Levy Police to NOPD to Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office to State Police to Federal Police to, I mean, there are more, and that barely scratches the surface.
Border Patrol is all over, but Homeland Security.
There are dozens of different agencies.
Hano?
Yes, has their own police officers, and we can go on.
Right.
I mean, the list of police agencies. The Superdome has their own police.
Sure.
It just goes on and on and on. And they all have uniforms. They all have guns. They all have police cars. They all, to the average observer, who knows what agency any officer you come across works for. But in this case, I think the bottom line that most people think is it doesn't matter what agency this cop worked for. The fact is a woman walked up to him, and we have the recording because she walked up to him while she was on the phone with 911 and said, there is a woman being raped on that next street corner. Please go stop it. And he did not. We have learned a little bit about maybe something he may have done to try and stop it, mm-hmm. but it did not involve him moving an inch at the time. I got to talk to this police officer's boss, New Orleans Second City Court Constable Edwin Shorty in Algiers.
Tell us what your deputy was doing and what your understanding of that situation is on that day.
He was working, doing a private movie detail in the French Quarter.
And this woman approached him and informed him of a rape occurring less than a block away from his location. What was his reaction when she informed him of this violent crime underway?
Well, I will tell you that his reaction wasn't what I would have anticipated or wanted his reaction to be. We are still investigating his reaction. He told me about this, that he was the deputy in question yesterday, and I immediately suspended him because he didn't move as fast as he should have moved. We all are entrusted with the public trust to provide security and protection to the public at large, and I thought he failed in that position miserably. But at saying that, he is administratively suspended, and we are doing a full investigation. And I've got a number of questions about what happened. I don't have all of the answers, and I don't want to speculate about anything, but I will tell you that just a number of things relative to the timeline that I just have not gotten answers to.
Did he advise you of why he did not immediately go to render aid or try to prevent this crime from continuing? Did he explain his position?
He gave me an explanation, but I'm not going to tell you that there's any justification for what happened.
Okay, because there are no rules that would say even though he's not a patrol officer, even though he's not NOPD, even though he was being paid to provide security for a private detail, that he could not jump into action and stop this violent crime.
You're correct. There are no rules that would have forbade him for immediately responding, and that's what we would expect, an immediate response.
So from here, who will be investigating this response or lack thereof?
My office is conducting an internal investigation. We're going to do that in conjunction with NOPD because NOPD does have some information relative to what's going on in the sex crimes unit and what the complainant alleged. But again, there are significant questions about what my deputy did, what calls he made from which radio. He does have a department issue radio. It's my understanding that he used the movie set radio to call in for backup. That radio does not go to NOPD communications, so there's no log to tell me what the time frame was from when he called in to when he got a response. So there are a number of things that are missing from a timeline perspective that we just have got to get answers to.
Can you tell us anything about this officer, if he's a veteran, how long he'd been with your office, or if he had previous law enforcement experience in the city?
I will tell you he does have previous law enforcement experience, over 30 years. But when we release the full details of the investigation, we'll release all of that.
And are you releasing his name at this time?
No, I'm not.
Is there anything else you'd like the public to know as we now learn more details about this situation and that it was indeed a deputy in your employ?
That we will investigate this matter fully and make sure that the public is fully informed of every detail that we get on this matter.
Constable Edwin Shorty Jr., we appreciate your sharing this information with us, and we look forward to the results of your investigation.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, News Director Dave Cohen trying to shed some light on this situation where originally, and Dave, we will have to agree to disagree on this. I think it is very important that it was not an NOPD officer, and I think it's important that we make that distinction. And I understand.
Well, for the record, we never said it was an
NOPD
officer.
No, I'm just saying, just to be clear, that nobody thinks it was an NOPD officer
because
it was not.
It's important to know which agency he worked
for. That's an important distinction.
What's more important is to know he didn't respond, and by the time he did anything, NOPD had actually arrived at the scene, and the rapist was gone, and it's still not been identified or arrested.
And that being said, Sean Ferguson did admit that two NOPD officers did pass the scene, but he couldn't confirm or deny that they had seen anything. We'll pick it up here. We come back, 7:22, time for traffic now on WWL. 7:26, I'm Tommy Tucker. Dave Cohen, our news director, is with us. People want to know, where's Dave Cohen? Where's Dave Cohen? Well, Dave, as I respond to him via text, is the news director, which I put in all caps. Not that I'm shouting, but because it is a big job with a lot of duties, and that's what Dave is busy doing in the morning. But the good thing is we have him available to come in and talk about things like this as they happen. And what we're talking about is the 911 call where a woman called in, and I don't think we need to play the call again. I think everybody's familiar with it. and said that a woman was being raped. She was unconscious a block away, and a law enforcement officer refused to respond. And Sean Ferguson came out yesterday, said it was not an NOPD officer. Dave Cohen did some digging and found out that it was actually...
It was a 2nd District Constable deputy and in the employ of the Algiers Constable, Edwin Shorty.
And there was a confusion about radio and so forth. Is that interview going to be posted anywhere?
Yeah, it's on our website right now at WWL.com. And the interesting thing about the radio is, because he was on a movie set, he had one radio that communicated with people on the set, apparently, and another radio that he could use to contact NOPD. And as you heard in the interview, the constable believes that the deputy used the wrong radio when seeking to get someone to respond. To me, which is a secondary concern, because the question remains, why didn't he just run half a block or whatever it was to the next street corner? And
or drive.
Stop. Exactly. He was sitting in a car at the time, actually. But either way, why didn't he go to the scene of this rape that this woman had just told him was underway on the next street corner, stop this man from raping this woman and apprehend him? And those are answers we don't have yet.
So I just wanted to clear that up, make sure everybody knows it was not an NOPD officer. But that being said, Sean Ferguson, the police chief, did acknowledge, superintendent, that officers passed the scene, but that what?
Yeah, we also heard that in the call. And twice the woman who made the 911 call said that a police car had passed the scene. She said they made the turn and the headlights of the vehicle were shining on this rape underway and says the cops just kept going. The chief says they don't know and they have no way to know if the officer or officers in that car could actually see what was happening. It was on the ground on the corner where they had made the turn, and it may or may not have been in their line of vision. We don't know.
So this has nothing to do with what Tan Trung was talking about with his magnificent podcast that's on WWL about the problems with NOPD and staffing and Public Integrity Bureau. Just to be clear, one is not related to the other, and it's a remarkable piece of work that Tan did.
If you haven't had the opportunity to go, Tan talked to 10 current and former NOPD officers about problems within the department. And what's most remarkable to me is that these are officers of different ages, different races, worked in different districts, different levels of experience with the NOPD, yet the concerns and complaints that they have about the department are almost identical. There's no way that these 10 individuals collaborated and decided they were going to say the same thing when interviewed about what's wrong with the New Orleans Police Department. Yet one after the other, they had the same concerns about nepotism, cronyism, corruption within the Public Integrity Bureau that they alleged, not enough cops to be safe on the street, and the list goes on and on.
Echoed a lot of the things that Michael Glasser told us before the mayor's press conference, at which he ignored all of the things that the officers said in the exit interviews and said to Tan Trung. Where can they find that, Dave?
That's also on our website at WWL.com. Yeah, the mayor was more concerned with letting cops wear shorts and grow beards.
All right, and nail polish. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll help you manage your money with Mark Roser right now. Thank you, Dave. It's time for WWL First News. And for that, we go to Ian Ozan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.